Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nina Nemhang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls PM Poshan nutritious meals an investment in India's future human capital. Governor Nandkishore Yadav hails veterans and veer naris as pillars of nation strength at Mega Ex-Servicemen Rally 2026. MPS Supongmerin Jamir says National Cadet Corps instill discipline and leadership among youth. And IMD keeps Orange Alert active as thunderstorms and strong winds continue in Nagaland and Northeast. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the nutritious meals provided to children under the government's Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman PM Poshan scheme is an investment to the country's human capital. The president was addressing an event organized by Akshaya Patra Foundation in New Delhi.
द्वारा पीएम पोषण शक्ति निर्माण विश्व का सबसे बड़ा मिड डे मील्स प्रोग्राम चलाया जा रहा है और सशक्त राष्ट्र के निर्माण के दिशा में अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण कदम है। ये अभियान भारत में बच्चों की आरंभिक शिक्षा में अवरोध डालने वाली पोषण की समस्या का समाधान करने तथा उन्हें शिक्षा की मुख्य धारा से जोड़ने का दिशा में सराहनीय पहल है।
Governor Nandkishore Yadav today said veterans and veer naris are living symbols of nation strength and resilience. He was addressing a Mega Ex-Servicemen Rally 2026 organized by Spear Corps at Naga Heritage Village, Kisama today. The governor affirmed that their sacrifices have safeguarded the nation's freedom and strengthened democratic foundations. Mr. Yadav noted that the stories of courage and sacrifice of the veterans serve as a source of inspiration for all citizens and reiterated that it is the collective responsibility of society to support them with dignity. He also lauded the Indian Army for upholding standards of professionalism, discipline and compassion and for its continued commitment towards the welfare of ex-servicemen and its family. The governor said that such rallies reflect the Army's enduring traditions of camaraderie and lifelong support. During the program, President of Ex-Servicemen ESM League submitted a memorandum to governor highlighting key concerns of their community. Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmerin Jamir today highlighted the significant role of National Cadet Corps in shaping the youth by instilling discipline, leadership and a strong sense of responsibility. Addressing the NCC Festival and Alumni Meet Nagaland in Kohima, Mr. Jamir said that the organization has gone beyond drills and uniforms, serving as a platform that nurtures character, teamwork and commitment among young cadets. He noted that these values are essential in building responsible citizens in a diverse country like India. A blood storage unit was inaugurated at Dr. Motso Memorial District Hospital, Wokha today. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman of District Health Society Vineet Kumar said the facility is a milestone achievement and expressed hope that it will encourage more people to donate blood locally. Pathologist Dr. Nzanthang Lotha said the unit can store up to 50 units of blood and will help address shortage of timely blood availability. Mr. Lotha urged public, especially youth, to come forward for voluntary blood donation. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has congratulated Nitin Nabin on being elected to Rajya Sabha from Bihar. Mr. Rio, in a social media post, wished him continued success in his public service and meaningful contributions to the nation in his new role. BJP leader Nitin Nabin was elected to the Rajya Sabha from Bihar in the elections held recently. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. In Nagaland, thunderstorm and lightning along with wind gusting to 30 to 40 km per hour has been reported at many places today. This weather condition will likely prevail during the next few days. According to the IMD, similar weather conditions are likely to prevail over Jharkhand, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Maharashtra, Odisha, Telangana, West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 2 days. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Seven journalists from various media houses across Nagaland are currently on a press tour to Bihar organized by the Press Information Bureau. The initiative aims to give media professionals first-hand exposure to key government initiatives and historically significant sites in the state. First day of the tour today, the team visited the Bihar Museum and also toured the underground Patna Metro, where officials briefed them on ongoing tunnel construction. In the evening, the delegation also paid a courtesy call on the governor of Bihar, Syed Atta Hasnain. During a brief interaction at Lok Bhavan, Patna, the governor highlighted the importance of knowledge and research in the age of AI. He also encouraged journalists to cultivate the habit of reading while strengthening their technological skills. He emphasized the significance of media in smaller states like Nagaland, noting that it is a vital channel of connecting and updating people. Describing Nagaland as a very innovative state, the governor cited the use of drones for disaster management and emergency medical supplies. He also lauded the state's rich cultural heritage and called for promoting activities that stir people away from social menace and towards healthy living. Reporting from Patna, Bihar, this is Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The media tour will continue till the 22nd of March. A training on basic steel fabrication was conducted in Meluri yesterday. Deputy Commissioner Mathang Changlau urged the youth to make full use of skill development initiatives and underscored that government jobs cannot accommodate all educated youth. Mr. Changlau encouraged participants to pursue skills that promote self-reliance and contribute to society. The training was organized by Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The government has clarified that LPG biometric Aadhaar authentication EKYC is only required for unauthenticated LPG customers. In a social media post, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said this is not a fresh direction and is part of the government's efforts to encourage more LPG consumers to complete biometric Aadhaar authentication. Non-Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana customers who have done it before need not do it again. Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana customers need to do it only once every financial year and only for receiving targeted direct benefit transfer subsidies after 7 refills for the 8th and 9th refill. The clarification is in regard to news reports circulating on the issue of biometric Aadhaar authentication for LPG consumers. A special registration drive for persons with disabilities, PWD, seeking employment will be held in Kohima on the 28th of this month. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Buchum informed that eligible candidates should be at least 14 years old and have passed Class 8. The drive is being organized in collaboration with Regional Employment Exchange under Disabilities Research, Empowerment and Accessibility Mission, DREAM, Nagaland. For queries, contact 8787-610964 or 7642-820-365. A three-day skill development training on basket weaving will be held in Noklak from 23rd to 25th March under Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao initiative. The training is free of cost and open to unemployed women. Mission Shakti Noklak has informed that registration will be open for tomorrow for 15 seats and preference will be given to applicants who have not previously attended similar trainings under the scheme. Interested candidates can collect forms from DHEW Noklak or contact 9863-164705 or 7085-964009 for more information. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls PM Poshan nutritious meals an investment in India's future human capital. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav hails veterans and Veer Naris as pillars of nation strength at Mega Ex-Servicemen Rally 2026. MPS Supong Marin Jamir says National Cadet Corps instill discipline and leadership among the youth. And IMD keeps Orange Alert active as thunderstorms and strong winds continue in Nagaland and Northeast. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.